thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, caring viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, you're about 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, African, Telsat 10 KU-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bellavista, and channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliqui, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Aborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Celera, channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Domoa SA. In Asuncion, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CietSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Iritanet City, channel 26 on Ulha Tinga Cable TV and channel 50 on Himon Cable TV. In Swate, Seleng Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongoth. In Dar'an Ul Province, channel 8 on Dar'an Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Ulha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Khotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Underhan City in Khinti Province, Channel 23 on San Board Company. In Sanshun City in Dorongolf Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. And in Mandelgolf City, Channel 12 on Khoral Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan U Cable. Nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchun Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Jia'i County, Channel 97 on Goshun Cable TV. And in Fuzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayung Cable TV. In Jia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Doliao Township on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Yuansheng Township on Beikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Mayan culture has a literary tradition dating back 2,000 years, according to an American scholar. In science news, a German researcher invents a mobile phone which could lead to silent exchanges. In environmental news, a species of bumblebees is seen in Scotland after 50 years. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 7th, is World Health Day, commemorating the founding of the World Health Organization in 1948. This year's theme is 1,000 Cities, 1,000 Lives, which will focus on urbanization and health. Events around the globe include gatherings in parks, cleanup campaigns, or designations of some streets for bicycle travel only. One of the goals of the day is to collect 1,000 stories of champions who have had a significant constructive effect on health in their cities. May everyone have a wonderful World Health Day. We pray that each individual takes the most beneficial step to improve the well-being of all cities, starting with adopting the benevolent vegan diet.
Flying news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Haiti. It is now nearly 3 months after the devastating earthquake that crumbled the capital city and claimed the lives of more than 200,000 people. At a donor conference on March 31st, the United Nations welcomed pledges from the international community, with aid groups noting that the 1.3 million displaced people are still in need of basic relief, especially in being exposed to rains and increasing sanitation and health problems.
With her deep sympathies and concern for the Haitian people, Supreme Master Qinghai has donated $134,000 in direct assistance, some of which she asked to be directed to specific needs such as effective pain medication and desperately needed tents. With continually added donations by our international association members, total contributions have reached $571,000, an amount that could purchase $20.4 million in items in the United States, based on Haiti's cost of living.
The Haitian earthquake victims have been receiving help from our association's relief team in multiple ways, through medical and surgical care at the Adventist Hospital near Port-au-Prince, in provision of tents to those most in need, and through the daily delivery of up to 4,000 vegan meals. More recently, a second 9-ton shipment of tents, tarps, and children's clothes arrived along with rolls of poly sheets to ensure dry tent floors, another item that had been requested by Supreme Master Qinghai. Throughout their relief efforts, our association members have often been touched by the graciousness of the Haitian people.
I'm very happy to 他问我要不要，他把那个东西会给我，然后他是一个孤儿，他的爸爸妈妈已经没有。
The humanitarian work involving cooperation between the relief team and the dedicated Haitian volunteers has also led to a deeply felt solidarity and friendship.
We work with translators, and a lot of these young men and women have lost members of their family. A lot of them have lost their homes. They have absolutely nothing, but they come willingly to work voluntarily with no merit or gain on their part, simply because they want to work with us to benefit their people. And I think they're amazing. They're wonderful people.It's a great joy to work with them.
Dear Ching Hai, we are quite proud to write you this letter for what you're doing for us in Haiti, especially in Adventist Hospital Dikini. Deep in our heart, we think the words are not enough to thank you. Now,From what you are doing in Haiti and all over the world, we realize what a great person you are. We wish that this note could stay as a proof that you did good to us in Haiti by feeding a lot of Haitian people in need. We'll not forget that a day in our life, cause will be yours forever.We love you, Ching Hai.
We thank the governments, groups, and humanitarians who continue to strive on behalf of the quake-stricken people. Our gratefulness as well to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving care and to our association's relief team for their dedication. May the providence protect the gentle Haitians as we pray that such tragedies subside as humanity cares more kindly for the environment.
Indonesia jolted by earthquakes. On Saturday, April 3rd, a 5.3 magnitude earthquake rattled Ternate of North Maluku Province, with another 5.3 trembler the following morning striking northeast of the Mentawai Islands. These tremors sparked panic in the provinces of West Sumatra and Bengkulu, causing residents to flee from their homes. On Monday morning, a 6.2 magnitude tremor shook beneath the sea near northern Indonesia's Sulawesi Island.Fortunately, none of the events resulted in damage or injury, and no tsunami warnings were issued. We thank Allah for the safety of the quake-shaken residents and pray for the soon day that such distressing events are a thing of the past as the earth is restored through our considerate, eco-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world.Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Trapped miners rescued after more than a week underground.With emergency crews almost giving up after a week of searching for the miners trapped in a flooded coal mine in Shanxi, northern China, a sign of hope was signaled on Friday, April 2nd, when the rescuers heard tapping noises in the area where they were working. The miners had strapped themselves to the walls for safety and survived for 8 days without consuming the contaminated water. On Monday, April 5th, rescuers applauded, cried, and hugged each other as 115 workers were brought out, wrapped in blankets and transferred by ambulance to nearby hospitals.A rescue headquarters spokesman, Liu Dezheng, said, "A miracle has finally happened. We join in sincere thankfulness, emergency crews and all involved, for your tireless effort in saving precious lives. Wishing the miners a swift recovery with many joyous celebrations of life among family and friends."
American baseball star and vegetarian Prince Fielder makes the list for athletic strength.In the CBS sports affiliate BleacherReport.com, a division of the leading television network CBS Broadcasting, sports correspondent Mike A. includes Major League Baseball player Prince Fielder in his article, Creating the Perfect Baseball Player Using Active Players Only. While players like Ken Griffey Jr. and Derek Jeter were listed for their perfect swing and baseball IQ, Prince Fielder was noted for his power. Mike A. writes,Prince Fielder is the biggest, most powerful vegetarian I have ever laid eyes on. For his career, he averages a homer every 14.8 times a bat. At the age of 23, he was the youngest player in baseball history to ever hit 50 home runs in a season. Bottom line, he is powerful. Our hats off, Prince Fielder, journalist Mike A, and CBS Sports for highlighting the vegetarian lifestyle as one that is both health and strength promoting. May such winning star power bring more and more people to the countless benefits of a life-sustaining plant-based diet.
Customers gather for the grand opening of another Loving Hut in Thailand. Recently welcomed in the city of Nakhon Ratchasima, this newest addition to the ever-growing family of Loving Hut International Vegan Restaurants is located in an area well known to travelers on the way to Northeast Thailand. Many diners are attracted by the vibrant ambiance and meals offered at the eatery, which is awarded a certificate for clean food, good taste from the Nakhon Ratchasima Provincial Health Office.
Loving
Hut International was established through Supreme Master Ching Hai's encouragement of a vegan world in which all beings live in healthy harmony with each other and the planet. The appealing and diverse menu of gourmet plant-based cuisine also brings peace of mind in the knowledge that it benefits both health and the environment.
ก็อยากเชิญชวนให้ทุกคนนะคะมนุษย์ทุกคนเลยบนโลกเรา
และจริงๆเนี่ยมนุษย์เราเนี่ยเป็นสัตว์กินพืชแล้วก็อย่างหนึ่งการที่จะเลี้ยงสัตว์ขึ้นมาเนี่ยเราต้องเสียพื้นที่เพาะปลูกไปเยอะเอาพื้นที่เพาะปลูกเนี่ยเราสามารถเปลี่ยนมาเลี้ยงคนเนี่ยจะได้มากกว่าเยอะแล้วก็ไม่เบียดเบียนสัตว์ด้วย
พยายามแวะเวียนมาที่ร้านอาหารแห่งนี้บ่อยๆแล้วก็มีการเชิญชวนให้ศิษย์ทั้งหลายญาติโยมทั้งหลายที่รู้จักว่าให้มาแวะชมหรือมารับทานอาหารที่นี่บ้างความตั้งใจจริงที่จะคุ้มครองโลกอนุรักษ์โลกใบนี้ให้เป็นโลกที่มีความร่มเย็นเป็นสุขและพ้นอันตรายจากภาวะโลกร้อนได้อย่างแน่นอนขออนุโมทนา
Hooray for Loving Hut on your winning launch in Kwantung, Thailand. We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her support of this wholesome and eco-conscious franchise, as we look forward to heralding a golden era in which all people enjoy the delightful benefits of the vegan lifestyle.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet.
Lowers blood pressure.
Lowers cholesterol levels.
Reduces type 2 diabetes.
Prevents stroke conditions. Reverses atherosclerosis. Reduces heart disease risk 50%.
Reduces heart surgery risk 80%. Prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system.
Increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ.
Saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food.
Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land.
Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply.Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production.
Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Dog reunited with family after 6 days disappearance.After miniature Dachshund Nigel went missing one morning, the Hudupo family of New Zealand spent the next 6 days looking for him.The family had almost given up hope when Ms. Hudupo went out searching again and this time spotted Nigel in a deep hole, but thought he might have already perished because he seemed to be lying so still. After detecting movement, the Heudopoles happily rescued him and soon brought him to the vet. Although thirsty and hungry from 6 days without food or water, Nigel was pronounced to be in good health. We are thankful for the faithful efforts of the Heudopole family and so glad to hear of your safety, little Nigel. God bless you and your loving human companions with many more splendid and happy times together.
Save our planet. Cholera deaths in Kenya linked to climate change. Severe droughts and intense flooding are among the climate change-induced water woes that Kenya and other Eastern African countries have experienced in recent years. Along with tolls from these disasters, many people have at times been forced to drink unclean water and thus become exposed to the waterborne pathogen cholera. At least 13 people have perished from the disease, with hundreds of cases confirmed, many requiring hospitalization.
The government has also shut down schools as a preventive measure. Cholera causes severe diarrhea and vomiting and can be fatal within 24 hours if left untreated. Kenyan health officials have been working to distribute clean drinking water door to door in the affected areas to stop the spread of the disease. And the United Nations Environment Program is calling for such measures as wetlands and coastal mangrove preservation to restore these natural water purification systems.
Our appreciation, health officials and United Nations Environment Program, for your caring assistance in bringing relief to the people of Kenya. Let us all become part of the solution to climate change through sustainable daily actions on our shared planetary home.
During a May 2009 video conference in the African country of Togo, Supreme Master Qinghai expressed her concern for the global warming effects already threatening the lives of the African people, also highlighting what can be done to halt them.
Sadly, global warming is affecting African countries in all the severest and some of the most visible ways. Increased temperatures mean erratic rainfall, either too little or too much at a time. So we have ravaging floods that drown the crops and fire that burn the forest. There are more frequent droughts, heat waves, floods, storms, frosts, freezes, and locusts than before. These impacts of climate change increase food insecurity and the food crisis in Africa. There is also increased risk of diseases. The United Nations is afraid that hundreds of millions of people in Africa are at risk. This is just a handful of all the news reports coming out about global warming in your land. I'm sure there are more. So let us try our best to help remind and encourage our leaders to do something. If the world becomes vegan as a group, we can remedy the disasters that affect us globally.
Save our planet. Mitsubishi debuts the electric iMiEV. As Japan's first widely marketed electric vehicle, the clean-running four-seat iMiEV costs $30,000 thanks to government incentives. With a top speed of 82 miles per hour, the bubble-shaped iMiEV uses lithium-ion batteries that can be conveniently charged either through a regular electric socket or in just 30 minutes at a special recharging station. The vehicle, which can cruise up to 160 kilometers on a single charge, is also being tested in the United States for a planned release in the near future. Bravo, Mitsubishi and Japan! We are excited at the emergence of such innovative transport technology and can't wait to see more vehicles as these, speeding us all toward a brighter, greener world.
Save Our Planet. A team of Spanish and Australian researchers confirmed that the world's oceans have reached alarming levels of acidification as they become saturated with greenhouse gases.
Save Our Planet. Areas of Rajasthan, India are facing severe drinking water shortages along with poor quality, leading as many as 15% of the villagers to migrate away from their homes.
Save Our Planet. After the lifting of a ban on rosewood exports led to the destruction of some of Madagascar's most diverse forests and the hunting of rare lemurs for meat, the government agreed to reinstate the ban.
Save Our Planet. Following a tour of six Pacific Island nations, Formosan or Taiwanese President Ma Ying-jeou pledges a partnership with the international community to help address rising sea levels and assist in their sustainable future.
I'm Goofy the Giraffe, and I'm following yummy plant-based diets. For a tip on computers, I would like to tell you about emailing. If you are sending a message to many people at once and you don't want to show everyone's email address, you can send the message to yourself and put their addresses in the BCC box. BCC stands for Blind Carbon Copy. When you send a mail, only your address will appear. Thank you for your attention. Thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In cultural news, Mayans have an ancient literary tradition. 2,000 Years of Mayan Literature by Dr. Dennis Tedlock, Research Professor in Anthropology at the University at Buffalo, State University of New York, USA, carefully demonstrates that the Mayan stone carvings, along with remaining paper documents, indicate a continuous literary tradition. In his highly praised book, Dr. Tedlock further shows that the Mayan writings, which were mainly by women, included topics that ranged from everyday life to descriptions of celestial beings. In addition, Dr. Tedlock introduces readers to the flourishing state of contemporary Mayan writers. Bravo, Dr. Dennis Tedlock, for your insightful and deeply researched labor of love. May the gracious Mayan people thrive under heaven's protection and continue to enrich our world for generations to come.
In science news, a new device may lead to silence exchanges. Developed by Dr. Tanya Schulz of the Karlsruhe Institute of Technology in Germany, the prototype uses a technique called electromyography. This essentially allows the instrument to lip-read non-audible conversations through the detection of muscle movements. These are electronically translated into signals, and software then changes the information into text, which can be spoken by a synthesizer. The innovation could be utilized as an instant translation system by converting the text into another language. It could also be employed to help people who have lost their voices due to illness or accident. What a promising advancement, Dr. Schulz. May we see more such inventions that enhance communication and understanding in our world. Up next on Outwansi News, growing plants year-round can help bumblebees make a comeback. It looks like a little birdie is coming by the garden to say hello. Be right back. More peaceful news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, elevating news for an uplifted world. In environmental news, a species of bumblebees is seen in Scotland after half a century. The southern cuckoo bumblebee, whose males are known for their unique antennas, was spotted at Berwickshire, near England, United Kingdom. Upon hearing this good news, the director of the Bumblebee Conservation Trust, Dr. Ben Darville, stated, "At a time when bumblebees up and down the United Kingdom are struggling due to a lack of flower-rich habitat, it is heartening to see that at least one species is expanding its range. The Trust has noted that gardeners could help bumblebees by cultivating wildflowers and cottage garden plants all year long. We are delighted to hear of the life-sustaining bees' presence in Scotland. Our sincere thankfulness for your concern and suggestions, Dr. Ben Darville and Bumblebee Conservation Trust. May the precious bumblebees find a welcome and safe home on a long-lasting planet."
Time for some light-hearted humor with joke of the day in Formosan or Taiwanese, entitled Road Travel.
有一位女士跟她的心理医生说，我常常出门在外，我的客户都埋怨联络不到我。心理医生说，你无车用电话吗？女士说，那有一点贵，所以我想到另外一个好办法，我在车顶装一个信箱。心理医生说，这样有路用吗？女士说，目前为止我还没收到任何批。当我开车到不同样的地方，我的邮政号码也在在改变。
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Thank you, the Supreme One. You draw the attention to the importance of a vegan diet and to stop cruelty to animals. You deserve a Nobel Peace Prize. Tochukwu for Onitsha, Nigeria.
Greetings, Tochukwu. It's wonderful to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Blessed Tochukwu, thank you for your heartfelt comments. I'm only doing my duty as a citizen of this world.So many esteemed individuals are also trying to save this planet and the myriad of life, including the precious animals. I urge all to quickly adopt the earth-sustaining, cruelty-free diet, and together we can move into a golden age of this earth. Heaven's light to you and the kind Nigerian people. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a hotline today?
We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area.Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your life be illuminated with divine peace and beauty.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Saudi and World Health Organization, or WHO, officials acknowledge a wish to further enhance their cooperative relations with the opening of a new WHO office in Saudi Arabia.
As the highest-ranking foreign official to visit since 1999, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin meets with Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, where they sign 31 energy and trade agreements.
Based on existing expert recommendations to breastfeed for the first 6 months of life, U.S. medical researchers conclude that doing so could save more than 900 newborn lives each year in the U.S. alone, along with $13 billion in costs.
In Morocco, Her Majesty Queen Rania of Jordan commends His Majesty King Mohammed VI and Her Royal Highness Princess Lala Salma for their work in promoting education and equality for women and children.
Australia's Foreign Minister Stephen Smith announces a contribution of $9.2 million to help clear landmines and provide awareness-raising support for communities in Laos, Iraq, Jordan, and Lebanon.
Canadian doctoral student Julia Gaffield discovers the only known original version of Haiti's 1804 Declaration of Independence at the British National Archive.
Visiting United Arab Emirates Foreign Minister His Highness Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan meets with Peruvian Foreign Minister Jose Garcia Belaunde, where they acknowledge mutual appreciation and discuss ways to further bilateral relations.
U.S. researchers studying photographs of more than 200 Major League Baseball players prior to 1950 found that those with the most intense smiles lived longer, suggesting that a constructive outlook prolongs life.
With an abundance of fresh and inexpensive fruits and vegetables offered in markets, along with an increasing trend of veg options in restaurants, visitors and locals living in Jakarta, Indonesia find it easy to enjoy a vegan lifestyle.
During a meeting with Uzbek Foreign Minister Vladimir Norov, Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari affirms the importance of enhancing the two countries' relations, which would also further regional peace.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.